How good does it feel to have this breakthrough here at home against a ranked team? First one for the program since 2019.
Yeah, it's a really, really special game, special opportunity, a great crowd. Just a really great basketball game, a lot of fun, super incredible environment. Our young ladies had to show a tremendous amount of toughness and resilience in that game. You know, USC deserves a lot of credit. They played really, really well. They're a team that normally scores 67% of their points in the paint. Well, today they score 46% of their points in the paint. Today they scored 67% of their points from the arc. 14 of their 22 made shots were arc shots. And like I told our coaches, the hard part is it wasn't as if they were wide open arc shots. They weren't. One kid double pump made a three. Samuels made that in the first quarter, I think it was,
right
from the right corner.
Yep, right in front of you.
That was unbelievable, you know, and Jazzy and Kara Dunn just...
Wow.
So to play against a team, a very, very good team, a very, very talented team, when they play really, really well on top of it and to come out on top is something that our players needed from a, I think, from a confidence, conviction standpoint. You know, we can keep saying we can compete against the best, we can compete against the best, and now I think they really, truly believe that.
Grace Grahalski, once again, steps to the forefront, scoring 10 points in the third quarter. She just, and then rebounds as well. You have a winner on your hands there, Coach.
She's a tough kid. She's a tough kid. She made so much happen for us. But I thought there were a lot of players that played with an incredible amount of toughness. G did it on both ends of the court and really scored for us. Mara with 10 rebounds. I mean, that's a toughness category. That was absolutely remarkable. You know, I just thought details matter. You know, we missed a free throw and two free throws. G missed two free throws, right? And then Sophie crossed and got an offensive rebound, and that's the difference in the game. And there's so many other things you could say are the difference, but I think that were those our last points from the floor?
From the floor,
from the floor, last points from the floor, and the rest were from the free throw line. And so, you know, I just think 18 offensive rebounds, and we got a lot of really good opportunities. We rushed a lot of opportunities at the rim. But again, all in all, just I thought there was a lot of toughness and a lot of resilience that was shown.
So you're down 13 with 7:28 to go in the third. I think you call a timeout at that point. They'd hit a couple of shots. Like you said, the three ball had gotten going. You go on a massive run from that point on to reestablish yourself. What did you tap into there in that timeout, and what did the team do from that point on?
Well, actually, I think they did more of it than anything else. And, you know, I heard them in timeouts saying over and over again, just play simple basketball. Do what we do. You don't have to go out of your way to make a play. Trust that we can do this together. You know, and I think at times we've gambled. You know, we've gambled on the defensive end to try to make a play. You know, and not because we just want to win so badly, you know, and we want to make something happen, but then that takes us out of position. And so I think they were telling each other, and I think that's peer pressure is the strongest pressure. It is. And to build each other up and tell each other we can do it and tell each other how we're going to go about doing it. So I think they deserve the credit for that.
Coach, just an excellent game, and we're talking about and ask Grace about what the crowd does for the players on the court. What do you hear from the crowd when you're on the sideline?
Well, I think they gave us a lot of energy. And you know what? It can help you on either end of the court. And right now, we are a team that we're better on the defensive end than we are being in terms of scoring it efficiently. And we took care of the ball against a team that is very, very good at turning teams over. They obviously wanted to pressure us. We had 4 turnovers, I think, in the first quarter.
Yep.
Ended with 9 on the game. You know, so I think the crowd really gives us a boost on the defensive end. And boy, that was really, really needed for us during the course of that game.
Well, my wife texted me. She was here, said, epic game.
I will
say epic as well.
I love it.
And, you can steal that one. It was. It was epic. It was awesome. It was fun. And we can't wait for Wednesday, Coach. Congratulations.
Sounds great. Thank you to all the fans that came out. Hopefully we can get you back here on Wednesday, because we certainly need fans in this place to help us do some more, you know, help us get better and keep growing this program and growing this team.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach.